First option would be a tax share at equal. This would be $750,000 for public safety going to the county, and a yearly estimated revenues to the Board of Education of $750,000. The 1 cent sales tax currently provides roughly $1.5 million per year. The second option would be a tax share at equally, but with money going off the top to fund two resource officers. This would give $700,000 for the general fund for public safety. It would give $700,000 to the Board of Education. Then there would be $100,000 that would be used for the hiring, equipping of two resource officers. And this is based on the estimate of our sheriff that to fund one resource officer, including pay, equipment, transportation, whatnot, would be roughly $50,000 a year. That's where that $100,000 figure comes from for two. Option number three would be to initially the tax would be shared equally with money going to fund two resource officers, but as additional school resource officers are hired, the amount to the Board of Education would decrease. The yearly estimate for public safety would be $700,000. The yearly estimate to the Board of Education would be $700,000 initially, but that would be reduced to $375,000 as resource officers are hired, one for each school. Okay. The last option would be a tax with 25% going to the Board of Education, the remainder being used to hire up to eight resource officers. This would give an estimated $1.25 million initially to public safety. That would be reduced to $725,000 as these resource officers were hired. An estimate to the Board of Education per year would be $375,000, which they would receive without anything being taken away. So as the resource officers become available, that expense would be borne totally by the county.